We just heard the Pharisees asking Jesus why he and his followers do not fast. And Jesus answers with a typically Jewish style by asking another question. He doesn't give a specific answer, but says, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them?" And so we need to celebrate this wonderful aspect of our Christian faith, and it is that the image of the wedding feast comes up frequently in the New Testament. You know that the first miracle was at Cana in Galilee, and it's echoed throughout the biblical tradition, where you see Jesus is the wedding of heaven and earth. Jesus is the wedding of divinity and humanity. He is the bridegroom, and we are the bride, his church. And so we have here this most intimate union that is achieved between God in the incarnation of Christ and the world. Can you imagine going to a wedding banquet and all you have before you is bread and water? Or another thing that came to my mind a few weeks ago, some of you were there, we had the Catholic Women's League National Convention here in Calgary, and it culminated with a banquet on the Wednesday evening, which Judy was very much responsible for making happen. Now, if at that banquet we just had bread and water, Judy would have heard about it. But we had Alberta Villamignon, and the heebie-jeebies came and performed for us after dinner. The point I'm making is that at the culmination of that convention, there was a celebration to mark who we were together as a community. And similarly with a wedding banquet, it is that culmination of a point where a man and a woman have come to that place of saying, we now want to commit our lives one to another, and therefore we need to celebrate. Now this is, I think, a very different impression that some people have of Christianity. That the impression that some might have is, well, yeah, Christianity, it's sort of bland, it's sort of, well, beige at best. Remember the colors of the 1970s? It's sort of that kind of bell-bottom beige. But that is not Christianity at all. However, that might be the impression some Christians give to those who do not know Christ, that they don't live with the kind of exuberance that Jesus speaks of in today's gospel. And we have to be very careful that the parable that he speaks today does not apply to our own lives. For here you see Jesus is talking about, within the context of his culture, that new wine wasn't put into a glass bottle, but into a wineskin. And if that skin was old and hard, the new wine, as it was fermenting and developing, would burst the old skin. Or similarly, a new supple piece of cloth cannot be put onto a hard and crusted old garment, they will tear apart one from another. But you see, what Jesus is getting at here is that there's something about the nature of the deep and true Christian life that is vital, that is dynamic, that is always fermenting, is always growing. And in our collect for today, we have this beautiful image where we ask that we would stand in the bright light of truth rather than being wrapped in the darkness of error. Aren't those striking images? To stand open in the bright light of truth rather than to be wrapped in the darkness of error. One is life-giving, the other leads to death. Now, with all of this in mind, listen again to how infused is St. Paul's language from our first reading. There's a sense of wonder. There's a sense that Paul, as he's thinking about Jesus, just can't stop writing. Listen again to the language of the new cloth, the language of the new wine, the language of the wedding banquet. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. All things have been created through him and for him. He is the firstborn of the dead, so that all might have first place in everything. For in Christ the fullness of God is pleased to dwell. It's as if Paul cannot stop. There's a cascade of words that are coming forth because he is so enamored with the beauty of Jesus. I've heard it said that beauty is the intersection of three qualities: harmony, integrity, and radiance. Harmony. What is harmony? When notes form together a beautiful sound that is integrated and therefore radiant. That is Jesus. He is true beauty. Because in him there is the fullness of harmony, the fullness of integrity. And with Paul, when we grasp who he truly is, we see the radiance of his beauty. This is wedding theology. And so often what can happen in our lives, because life is so hard and so challenging, that we lose a sense of this wonder. We lose a sense of what St. Paul, who is in jail when he writes these words, is able to articulate because his imagination was infused by the Holy Spirit. You see, Catholicism is not just some old wine placed in some tired old wineskin. No, Catholicism, when fully appropriated, calls us to be that new wineskin, able to accommodate the fermenting good news of the gospel. How blessed it is when we discover a place at the wedding table, right here, where we feed on his Eucharistic body. For when we do this, more and more with King David, we can sing this wedding song. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. With this perspective imprinted on our hearts and our minds, we can indeed enter the court of the Lord, that is this sanctuary, with praise, as we give him thanks and bless his name.